Governor McDonnell's Commission on Military and National Security Facilities held its first meeting yesterday, a month after U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates issued a report recommending the closing of the Joint Forces Command, or JFCOM, in Norfolk, and a 30% three-year reduction in defense contracting. The closure would eliminate 6,000 military jobs in the Commonwealth and end hundreds of defense contracts with Virginia companies. Governor McDonnell said closing JFCOM would be bad for the Virginia economy and for national security.
I think the concern that most of us have is that this was done in a very hasty way with no demonstrable savings to the United States or to the Department of Defense, and sacrifices one of America's greatest assets here in national security.
The governor has twice requested meetings with Secretary Gates and has not yet received an answer. Democratic Congressman Gerald Connolly says working to save JFCOM is a nonpartisan issue.
Given the fact that there's no rationale, no justification, no analysis, no empirical data to in any way, shape, or form justify these announced decisions, I think we have a lot to work with.
While it will be President Obama and not Congress who decide if the closing will proceed, the Congressional Committee on Oversight and Government Reform will hold a hearing on September 29th to examine Gates' recommendation. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.